I misread Wu Wei for years, thought it meant do nothing, which sounded nice for people without deadlines. It means something much harder and much more useful. I spent years thinking Wu Wei meant do nothing. It sounded philosophical, the kind of idea you'd find on a meditation cushion. Just let it all flow, resist nothing, be like water. Then I actually read what it meant, and I realized I'd been wrong in a way that mattered. Wu Wei doesn't mean inaction. It means effortless action. But the effortless part isn't about removing yourself from the equation. It's about removing your resistance from it. The image that unlocked it for me, a river carving a canyon, isn't being passive. It moves with tremendous force, for centuries, reshaping stone. But it never fights the terrain. It flows the path of least resistance, and because it does, a thin stream becomes an invisible architect. A person punching a wall for an hour is also force, also commitment, also exhausting itself for nothing but bruised knuckles. Both are effort. Only one is Wu Wei. The part nobody talks about. The hard part isn't understanding this. I understood it while I was still trapped in the wall punching half of my week. The hard part is seeing, from the inside of your own effort, which category you're actually in. You can't feel the difference while you're doing it. Effort feels like effort. Willpower feels like willpower. The wall punching feels productive because you're trying. And we've been trained since childhood to believe that trying hard equals doing it right. A river doesn't decide whether it's aligned with its terrain. It just experiences the terrain and adjusts. We're not rivers. We have opinions, plans from 3 years ago that still feel important, even though the world has moved on. That gap between what you think should work and what actually works is where all the wall punching happens. How to build an outside perspective. I couldn't always tell from the inside. I needed a way to see my own week as if I were standing above it, watching where the water was actually flowing and where I was still pushing against rock. This is the prompt I use: the river or the fist. For each of my major efforts this week, tell me which ones are carving canyons, moving with momentum, getting easier over time, and which are fists against walls, needing more energy for less return. Don't judge them, just name what you see. Then ask me, what would happen if I stopped the wall punching and redirected that energy into deepening the canyon? When I asked this about my own week, it was immediately obvious. The canyon carving efforts were the ones where I'd stopped trying to control the outcome and just kept showing up. The website rebuild, the daily videos, the email to a friend I'd been meaning to reach. The wall punching was everything I thought I should want but didn't. The networking event I kept forcing myself toward. The optimization project that had stopped mattering months ago, but still felt like I should care. Most of my willpower was going to holding things in place that wanted to fall apart. And because I was holding them, I couldn't see that they wanted to. The point. Wu Wei isn't laziness. It's clarity, the ability to see where you're actually aligned and where you're just tired. Once you see it, you don't have to force yourself to let go of the wall. You just stop. And the energy that was going nowhere suddenly has somewhere to go. The canyon gets deeper. The river picks up speed. That's the whole thing. Not resistance, not surrender, just honest seeing. And the willingness to let the terrain teach you how to move.